On Press Pass this week, we're joined by Jim Fink of Business First to share some perspective on making more of Buffalo's Main Street accessible to vehicular traffic. First, an update on the prospects for one of the poorest cities in New York State.
We're starting to see the private sector invest and invest heavily in Niagara Falls, New York. Obviously, what's happened across the Rainbow Bridge for the past 20 years, people in Niagara Falls, New York had development envy.
Right.
Last week, the Niagara County IDA began the process of lining up incentives for two projects that collectively represent about $20 million in private sector investment. One is the owners of the Sheraton Hotel, which is on 3rd Street, right in the shadow of the casino. They want to put a wave pool on the roof. The wave pool, by the way, will be all year round because they'll have a retractable roof, but it's going to be the size of a football field. They'd like to get that underway later this year, early next year. Also, a little way over, the old Niagara Club, a historic landmark in Niagara Falls, right on Buffalo Avenue, right as the gateway into Goat Island.
Okay.
Another development interest, they want to spend about $5 million bringing that back to life. They got a spot coffee going in there, hopefully later this summer. They have a banquet facility planned. Later phases includes, believe it or not, an axe-throwing club, which are becoming quite popular, kind of like Hatchets and Hops downtown.
You're talking about some encouraging signs in Niagara Falls. And what's different now for Niagara Falls, New York, than 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago?
I think they have the right people in the right place now. And that's really what happened in Niagara Falls, Ontario, is it took a handful of people to say, we're going to turn this around. This is embarrassing. The more Niagara Falls, Ontario developed, the more embarrassing it was for Niagara Falls, New York. And I think people on the New York side of the Rainbow Bridge reached that personal tipping point where they said, enough is enough. We got to turn this around. You know, Niagara Falls had all these grand visions. Let's talk about the mega mall that the Gramazian brothers wanted to build that never saw the light of day. The factory outlet mall that's in the town of Niagara was originally supposed to be in Niagara Falls city proper, but political waves pushed it to the town of Niagara.
Cars on Main Street. We see a good chunk now of Main Street downtown has vehicular traffic returning to it. Senator Schumer in town recently talking about perhaps finally getting the rest of Main Street accessible to cars.
Not the rest, but the next portion.
The next section of it from because Exchange to Church. Is that what we're talking
Exchange
about?
Exchange to Church. You have cars on Main Street from Goodell now to Mohawk. And right now they're working down from Scott Street towards the DLW terminal. What they're trying to do is secure $25 million. Well, it's $37 million total, but $25 million in federal dollars to take care of from Exchange to Church.
Jim, you and I are old enough to remember all the effort and millions of dollars it took to get cars off of Main Street.
Yeah.
Now it's taking millions and millions of dollars to get cars back on Main Street. Parts of Main Street have vehicular traffic. Has it been worth it?
I think so. Let's go back to what the 700 block of Main Street, the 600 block of Main Street, the 500 block of Main Street looked like 15, 16 years ago. A lot of empty storefronts, a lot of desolation. Car sharing Main Street has generated probably close to $50 million in private sector investment from Goodell to Mohawk. You have new restaurants, you have more apartments, you know, empty buildings that have been brought back to life. They need cars. We are very much a car-reliant society. Alf Savage, when he was running the NFTA, going way back, used to say, people in Buffalo, if you're asking them to walk 50 feet, you're asking them to walk 50 miles. And I think cars, the success of car sharing Main Street on the 700 block, the 600 block, 500 block, has proven that theory true.
Jim Fink of Business First, as always, thanks very much for joining us on Press Pass.
Thank you. We'll see you next month.